This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 13 of our podcast. My name is Bella and alongside me is Ismay, Bree and Sasha. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing our dream pet?
Hey guys. So this is episode 13. I guess I'll start. Thanks for that, Bella. So I'm Bree and I don't go to school and I'm a youth worker. And my favourite like dream pet would be like a little doggo that's like small and is more woolly because I'm allergic to a lot of dog. Yeah, fur. That's the word. Thanks, Sasha. Do you wanna go next, Esme?
Yep. My name's Esme. I go to Big Rock School and my dream pet is definitely a blonde, long hair sausage dog. Probably name it Sizzle.
Cute, love it.
My name's Bella. I also go to Big Rock School and I'm 12. And my dream pet, it's unrealistic, but maybe like a fox. Period. But if we're thinking realistic, probably a long-haired sausage dog. Yeah.
Nice. I'm Sasha. I also don't go to school. I am also a youth worker with Bree, but I'm 22 years old. And if I were to have any pet, it's also kind of unrealistic. Well, it's actually a lot more unrealistic than yours. It would be a dragon. Imagine just, like, jumping on and it, like, flying you around and you just being able to look down on everyone. And, like, yeah, I think it would be super fun. So, dragon.
Nice. So, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's one usual podcaster that's not with us today. This is our first one without Noah. Who was so sad. Yeah, he's off building houses for people in Papua New Guinea. So, this might be a bit different, but interesting. So you're going to hear my voice probably a little bit more than usual. And I'm on all the tech today, and I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm hoping this runs smoothly. But
she'll be right.
Yeah, okay. She'll be right.
Now it's game time. Today we're playing Imposter Who, the game where one of us is pretending to know the word and the rest of us have to guess who it is. Here's how it works. Everyone gets the same secret word except one sneaky player who gets a hint on what the word is. We'll each take turns giving short clues about our word. The imposter's job is to blend in and guess what the real word is. While the rest of us are trying to expose them, after a few rounds we vote on who we think the imposter is. If we catch them, we win. But if they survive or guess the real word, the imposter takes it. Let's get started.
Okay. We're just going to pass around the game and everyone's going to get a word. So, okay, I just got the word. Esme, you got it? Hold it down. So we're using an app called Imposter Who? And this is not sponsored by them, but it's a pretty fun game to play with your friends. I would recommend. I played this quite a lot at a camp I went to, and super fun. So,
all right, we all ready?
You all ready? Yes. Should we start with Esme?
Okay.
What am I meant to do?
So,
say one word that describes that person, but like, don't give it away. Remember, we played it on camp.
It's like that articulate game that I kind of, like, you'll say something that relates to the word.
Okay.
A game that Shane was playing.
Well, let me think. Mike.
Nice.
Okay. Singer.
Oh, that was, I was going to say.
Firework.
Is it Katy Perry?
Oh.
Wait, are you supposed to say that?
You are if you're the imposter.
No,
you're meant to.
No, if you guess it, you win as well.
No, no, but you're meant to go
along with it.
And you're meant to say the word.
No,
and then
unless
we
you
vote
guess
who
it.
Then,
I'm pretty sure.
No, but then at the end, what you do it. Is you describe it, and then at the we vote who we think it is. But yeah. if you can get it, then you get a point.
But I got like, it already.
No, no, no but you
don't
to,
try get it. You try make us think that
okay,
you have the same
because
word.
Because if we don't
well,
guess
okay,
you,
I played it slightly different with my friends, so we're gonna redo that. Sorry, team. That's so Bree playing. Yeah. My friends played that. You got to you do that thing, but then also if you guess it earlier, you like.
You have to guess it after. You have to blend okay. in. If you get away with it, okay. you win. But
yeah.
if
sorry,
you
guys.
You
got to try.
This
yeah.
is this
yeah.
Bree's an idiot. That's okay.
No, that's
fine.
Practice round.
Yeah, practice round. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Can I start again? Drink.
Stand.
Quench.
Hot.
Sweet.
I don't know.
No, I mean, that is important. Like,
okay.
No. Kids.
Fresh.
Yellow.
Okay, do we guess
should we,
now?
Yeah, should we all point?
Okay, and then we'll say who we
and
all
then,
pointed at.
Yep.
Okay, three, two, one.
Two and two.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
we need
two
to do one
votes,
more round
two,
for a tiebreaker.
Yeah, true.
One more round.
One more round.
Okay.
Who's it starting? Does it start with Esme? Yep.
Oh, got to think now. Okay. Straw.
Mm-hmm. Fruit.
Wait, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tart.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, okay, never mind.
Oh, all the words I'm thinking of, I can't remember if it's been said or not.
Interesting.
No. I can't remember.
Writing this down.
Okay, so wait, no, I got it like. Oh, I forgot my word. I'm just gonna go with. Has refreshing been said?
No.
Refreshing.
Okay.
Yeah, quench.
Okay. Three, two, one.
You guys are all
going to
vote
one.
Me, but I know it's not me. It's not me.
It's not.
Okay, do I say?
Yeah, can we say? Or I'll, you
okay.
know what?
Everyone yeah. pointed to. I
Sasha.
Pointed to Sasha.
Yeah, yeah, I pointed
to Sasha. And Brie, yeah.
However,
Sasha got all the votes.
I'm not the imposter. I got the word lemonade too, guys.
It's
see,
Brie.
I knew it was lemonade.
But you got like a similar word?
No, I didn't get any words.
You don't
there's
get
no
a word.
Starting hints in this
oh,
one.
Oh, you got no word?
You just
no,
say you're
just
the imposter.
It out.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought it was lemonade stand, which is why I said hot at the start, because, you know, you have a
yeah.
you know, cold day.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just like you kept saying quench and tart. You were, like, just saying. You weren't, like, actually describing
it. You know the lemonade, the Charlie's lemonade? It's
yeah,
like the
I do. Yeah. I do. But, like, you need to be more convincing.
Well.
Okay. Nice job, guys.
Is that? Yep.
That was game time. Thanks for joining us. For another round of Imposter Who. Hope you guessed it right. Now let's jump on right into the interview episode.
Nice. So, a little while ago, on Saturday, the 22nd of November, which was like last week for us, probably a couple of weeks ago for anyone listening, because we record these early, was the ORFM Awards. So, Noah and I had previously submitted one of our episodes for the best podcast in the youth category, and I got to attend this award show as well as a small group of some other Youth Action Group members. Unexpectedly, we won the youth category award, and the episode that was selected, which won, was episode 6 with Bella and Nono. So, congrats, Bella. Just thought that would be... Oh, where's the clapping noise?
Yay.
I just saw that there and I was like,
that,
oh, we
that
have
was
to,
awesome.
We have to use that.
Our tech girl, Brie, over here.
Yeah. I only found this out today.
Yeah.
So,
pretty exciting stuff.
Pretty exciting.
Yes.
So, I just wanted to just ask you a couple of questions. So, how does it feel knowing the podcast that you made won?
It was really unexpected. I didn't expect it to win, if I'm being completely honest, but it's really cool that it did win. It's really
yeah.
cool.
I'd just like to add that we've been doing podcasts for not very long, this year, and we were up against some that had been running for a long time. And at the time of recording, you guys were maybe the third like group that had gone.
That was so my first recording. Her first ever recording ever. For a podcast.
Yeah. And you guys did such a great job. What goes into making these podcasts, Bella?
I'm not sure.
We meet up on the Tuesday before and we organise what we're going to do for it.
Oh, like that. Sorry, I didn't understand the question. Okay. That's my bad. Yeah, we do plan it together. So we'll come up after school and we'll just write down ideas for games and people to interview. So obviously this was me this time. Yeah. But yeah, a bit goes into it and I think it is really fun. It's really, a really fun podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. But, yeah, I think it's just such an amazing opportunity that you guys get to do a podcast and to have you guys win it, first time ever doing a podcast, like...
Pretty sick.
That is really, really cool. Yeah. Okay, moving on to our next segment. Esme, take it away.
Welcome to the 8-second showdown, the ultimate song challenge. We drop 8 seconds from a hit song, and someone's got to name it. No Googling, no guessing lyrics that sound right. Only the real thing. Only the real thing counts. Let's see who really knows the bops.
Cool. So, yeah, I'm going to play 8 seconds of a song, and you guys have to guess the title of the song and the artist, or either or, but it's 1 point for the title, 1 point for the artist, and if you get both, that's obviously 2 points.
I'm very competitive.
A little competition.
It's not good.
I'm just going to play it off my phone, so hopefully it sounds all good, but here is the first one.
Oh, man, I need Olivia Dean.
Period, Bella.
Oh my gosh. I was not ready for that. I just was like...
Before I say anything, my family, the only game that we play is music trivia. It's going on in the house, in the car, anything. So, dang. I've been trained.
Although, I didn't even clock that we were going. I was just thinking, oh, I like this song. I'm pretty competitive, but man, I was zoned out.
Although, yeah. Mainly older songs.
Right. Yeah. So that is 2 points for Bella. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
I want to say, oh. Is it like the one that's like. Wait, no. Never mind. Is it like Boogie Down?
Yeah. No, it's not Boogie Down.
Oh.
You got it, isn't it?
Just say it.
I want to say Boogie, but I know that's probably not right.
Any guesses?
I don't know. I don't think I've heard it before.
Is it a band?
No. It's one of the most famous artists ever.
Famous artist
Michael?
Either.
Michael Jackson?
Is it Michael Jackson?
Do you remember?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
No one got it.
Oh, that was Rock With You, Michael Jackson. Yeah, this was... Anywho.
We're all uncultured, apparently.
All right, ready for the next one? Let me just get to my spot. Cool. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Tate McRae, Greeting.
Period.
Do we get 1 point each?
I feel like that's 1 point each because. Good job. So that's 1 point for Bree and 3 points for Bella.
I'm good with knowing artists. I forget song titles so bad.
Yeah, that's valid. Cool, sorry, just grabbing the next one up. I'm trying to turn it down, Molly.
Guys, the
story of my life, One Direction.
No, like 2 seconds.
To Bella.
Is that another 2 points?
That's another 2 points for Bella.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, that technically I should be disqualified. That was cheating.
No, it's not cheating.
No, I feel like that was still warranted. Okay. And ready for the next.
Bruno Mars,
Supercar Magic.
Yes.
Good work.
Bella is just taking this away. I'm going to give myself 1 point there as well because I said Bruno before you, but you said 24 Karat Magic before I even could think.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yes, mate. Are your ears working?
Come on, is a lock in, Isme.
Lock in. All right. You got this one.
Oh, Mamma Mia. Oh, ABBA. Dancing Queen.
Yeah, that's ABBA. I knew it was
her. Period. Oh. So you said ABBA?
Oh, yeah.
That's one ABBA. Point. Okay. It was Dancing Queen ABBA. By ABBA. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, high five.
Bella's on 7 points. Ooh. Bree's on 2 points. Esme's on 1 point.
Woo-hoo.
I don't know if there's any, unless we team up. I don't know if, I still think we might
lose. You guys
lose.
Should team up.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
she's still. All right.
Ready for the next?
Oh, Olivia Rodrigo, good for you. She used to be my favourite artist. Like, I know every song on her album.
So do I, but that was so fast. That is so fast. Oh, my gosh. That, really that is, honestly, props to you. This is...
I'm really competitive.
The awful thing is, so am I, but I'm just absolutely losing.
I'm used to be getting slaughtered in this game because my dad, my brother, my mum, incredible at it, so I'm used to being slowest.
Well, right now we're getting slaughtered, so...
Yeah.
This one might be a little bit harder because there's no lyrics. Just the instrumental part of the song.
Oh, Don't Stop Believing, Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
Journey.
Nice, guys.
Esme and Bella each get a point. Each.
Okay, period.
I love that. So has anyone listened, watched Glee?
Yes.
I love Glee.
Glee. Yeah, that is just like the, I don't know, the top tier song in Glee. The monumental song in Glee is probably the right word.
Those were the only ones I had ready to go, but I could do another couple if we want to break the tie.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Well,
I'll put my tie anyways.
We'll break the tie.
Break the tie. Me and, here's a recap of scores. Bella on 10 points.
Oh.
Bree on 2 points. And Esme also on 2 points.
Yay.
So, all or nothing? All or nothing? No.
Okay, ready?
Next point wins.
I'm in the ring. Oh.
Taylor Swift,
Love Story.
Oh, wait, no.
Not Love Story.
No, we belong together. You belong with me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You Belong With Me by T. Swizz.
Okay.
So who was that?
That was Brie.
Yeah, period.
I'm second place.
All right, do we want another or?
Yep.
I've got another one ready to go.
Yep. Let's keep going. This is fun.
I was good. Okay.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Is it?
Marry Me.
Bruno Mars. Marry Me Anyway. Or is it just
Marry You? Marry Me.
I think I'm going to marry you.
Period. So what's the final answer, everyone?
Marry You.
Yep. Bye.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
I think you see Bruno Mars first.
Bruno Mars.
And then I think I said Marry You first.
Yeah.
Okay, should we do one last one just to finalize the scores, which are not changing, unfortunately, but...
All right, here's the last one.
Oh, no!
Come on, Esme, this is on you.
Is it Black Eyed Peas? I got a feeling.
Nice. And she takes the cake by far.
Nice. Final scores. Bella on 13 points, Bree on 5 points, and Esme on 2 points.
Woo!
Yep. Nice.
Definitely won, guys.
When we played this, we did not anticipate Bella clearing the floor.
Yeah, good work, Bree.
Great job.
Earned that.
Okay, and that's the end of Finish That Lyric. Some of us were pitch perfect, and some of us tried. We'll be back next time with more lyrics to test your... Oh, my God. To test your music memory and maybe make you cringe a little along the way.
Welcome to Quote Me If You Can. In this segment, one of us drops a line from a well-known movie and the others have to guess where it's from. It could be a classic, a comedy, or a total curveball. So get your movie brains ready. Okay.
Okay. Cool. I'm nervous about this one. I don't watch that many movies.
I've got mine ready.
Oh, did we have to come up with
them? Up with our own one?
You have to.
Okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
Me and Bella did not know this, so we're going to be coming up with these pretty quick.
Give me, I've got two.
Oh, I've got one.
Period.
Guys.
Oh, I don't know what you guys have watched, though.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Okay, we'll go.
Oh,
you go
actually,
last.
No, I do have one. I do have okay. one.
Okay, who would like to go first?
I guess I can.
Great. Go.
Mine's really easy, though. This was just first to say it.
I feel like go.
Okay. Dobby is a free elf.
Harry Potter.
Damn. That was fast.
Yeah, good work.
Nice. Okay, that is 1.2 Ismay. Okay. Who Ismay, seeing as you got that, would you like to go next?
Sure. I've got two.
Start Great, with perfect.
Just one, yeah.
Because singing killed my grandma. Trolls!
Yeah, trolls!
Bingo!
I'm so uncultured. I'm not gonna, I haven't even watched Harry Potter, sue me.
Have you read the books?
No.
That's even worse. No, that's a crime. That's a crime.
I'm aware. I am aware.
That's a crime.
One day I will. Like, it's inevitable.
That's one day. Should I say that you don't read? I mean, that's a joke.
Oh, no, I don't. So.
Okay. Do you have another one, Ismay?
Oh, I'll go and then we'll come around back.
Round two.
Okay. Stupid is as stupid does.
Oh. I feel like I know it, but I don't know it.
I want to say dumber and dumber,
but it's
not.
Can you give us, like, a genre? Like,
that's good.
It's really, like, a really popular movie.
I don't know what genre it is.
It's a long movie. I know that's like
two movies. Yeah, what genre is it?
A long movie.
Okay, let me search up the genre.
Oh my god. Okay.
No, but is it like
stupid
funny?
Is
if it's like comedy?
It stupid does.
Kids movie.
Yeah, like
I'd say it's a comedy drama, apparently.
Comedy drama.
Yeah, it's quite like, well, it meant a lot to me. I really enjoyed the movie.
Is it old?
No.
Newer?
Is it animation?
Like, no.
No.
In the past, like...
Is stupid does.
Oh.
Is it based on a book?
You guys are asking me too many questions.
I think none of us know.
Okay, well, I'll give you another quote from that movie and you should be able to get it. Okay. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, Top Gun!
Yeah. I was starting saying Tom Hanks.
Wait, what did you say? Oh, stupid is a stupid... Oh.
Stupid is a stupid...
She doesn't like Forrest Gump. I tried to show it to her and she said she hated it.
30 minutes of it and I hate it.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I thought it was a really, like...
Yeah, I watched it
made me feel something. Do you know
what I watched it with my dad and my brother and I loved it. It just made me sad.
Yeah, it's a happy ending.
Yeah, but I only watched 30
right.
minutes
of
it.
I convinced to watch it for her birthday, and we put on for 30 minutes, and she just got bored.
I think you need to try again.
You do. I'm going to force. I'm going to make you watch it.
Sure.
Yeah, I will.
Sure.
I will.
Nice. Right.
Okay.
Have you thought of a quote?
I have, but I don't know if it's something that you guys will have watched.
Mm.
It's like super mainstream, but like you guys might be a bit young.
Just try it.
Okay. Let's see. Fire is catching, and if we burn...
Hunger Games.
Okay. Yeah.
Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
Oh, my God.
But,
shit,
yeah,
that
okay.
was actually her quote.
That was
my second quote.
No way!
I love Hunger Games.
We actually watched Hunger Games together. We watched the movie.
You guys are going to hate me.
No way!
Have you read it?
I have not read it. I started watching the movies last year because I figured that it was time I probably start watching some of these movies that people always talk about.
No.
But,
have you read it?
I've watched the first Hunger Games
hundreds of times.
Okay, there we go.
I'd like to say I even went to everyone but the first Hunger Games in the cinema.
Oh, period.
So I was like just at that age. I went with my mum because I was really young, but I went to all of them in the cinema apart from the first one.
Cool. I still need to finish them. I've watched the first 2.5, I think, now because my best friend was like, this is really not okay. Like, you need to watch them. I was like,
yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. So we're getting there.
That's
it was like a year ago, though, so I should probably maybe watch the next one.
Ismay said to me because I hadn't watched it, but since I'm a book nerd, I wanted to read the books first, so she had to wait for me to read the books
because
she hasn't read the books. But then we watched it together.
I don't really like reading.
So
with like Hunger Games, it's fine with. Like, I wouldn't read the books, I would watch the movies, but, what's it called? The Fault in Our Stars? I would rather read the book than watch the movies.
I recommended that to her.
Yeah. I read the book, and I don't want to watch the movie.
Fair.
She cried before our matariki dinner, because I'd lent it to her, and she cried right before we were gonna,
Nice puffy face when I got there.
Yep. Okay.
And that's a wrap on Quote Me If You Can. Whether you nailed it or totally blanked, there's always next time. Until then, keep watching movies and maybe memorising a few lines while you're at it.
Nice job, team. That's pretty much nearly us for the end. It's flown by. We always say that, but it really does. Time just flies.
It's so much fun. But now, just before this airs, we would have had the Green Island Market Day where the Youth Action Group ran the Youth Zone. So I hope you all came, had a fun day, maybe even had a chat with us. Make sure to check out our next events and we'll see you at one of them, hopefully.
If you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is F-H-E-A-K-O on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just an awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for our next segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See ya!
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.